Now, if you get a little cut in your finger, what do you put on it to prevent infection?
Mercurochrome. Mm-hmm.
And if something stronger you might use, it burns.
Iodine.
If a man was shot and didn't recover, you say that he
was killed.
Mm-hmm. And are there, what terms would you use around here for someone's, that happened to someone? You say, well, it's too bad he
got killed.
Mm-hmm. Because he
was shot.
But what did he do? He
died.
Yeah, and now are there other terms that you'd use for that? Maybe more polite terms.
He passed away.
Mm-hmm. And then on their joking terms, it wouldn't be more polite.
They probably are, but I don't recall. Such as what?
Kick the bucket.
Yes.
That kind of
thing. Mm-hmm.
Now, you might say, if you weren't sure of the reason for the death, I don't know what he died
of.
Now, did people use private places for burying earlier around here? I mean, did they have family
plots?
Places, yeah.
Well, usually in a cemetery, a family will be grouped together. They usually try to be, if that's what you mean.
I was wondering if earlier there were
family graveyards.
Right.
Yes, there are a few,
But are those used much anymore?
No, because it's hard to keep them up, and sometimes, maybe they buried on their own land, and they'd have a little fence around it, and that would be a family plot. Maybe they sold that land, and of course it's not used anymore.
Now, when people are going to be buried, what do you put the body in before you bury it?
A casket.
And then the ceremony at which you have burying is called?
Funeral.
And sometimes people dressed in black, they would be in
mourning.
And if somebody's troubled, you might say, now just keep calm, don't.
You mean about a death or something?
Just anything at all. They're troubled about something. See, now don't
get upset.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we were talking earlier about this disease you might get in your joints. What's it called?
Oh, you mean arthritis?
Yeah, it used to be a very severe disease that children got that the Schick test was used to test for. They don't get it much anymore.
You mean polio?
I'm thinking of one earlier than that. Children would get blisters on the insides of their throat, often died from it. Starts with a D. You probably got immunized against diphtheria.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what is a disease that makes one turn yellow?
You've got me.
It was called jaundice.
Yes.
Or maybe yellow jaundice?
Yes, yellow jaundice.
Okay, when you have your appendix taken out, you say you have had an attack of
appendicitis.
And if you eat something that doesn't agree with you and it won't stay down, you say you had to
upcheck it.
Any other terms that you might use there? You're more or less polite. What would a doctor probably say?
Throw up? Or I'm not saying the right word. But I know what it is, but I can't say it now.
Would a doctor maybe use something like vomit?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if that happened to someone, you'd say...
He vomited.
Yeah, or he was leaning over the fence and... What was he doing?
Vomiting.
Which of those would be sort of the most polite term you could use?
To me, upchecking is.
Now, if a person did this, you say he was sick...